Americans are backing a newly agreed accord with Iran by a vast margin. At the same time, polls show they are wary of military action against the Islamic Republic if diplomatic efforts fall short of goals. Reuters Ipsos conducted the poll this week, indicating that more Americans than previously thought endorse a peaceful resolution with Iran over its diplomatic differences that have spanned decades.
Well, you always want to avoid war. War is always the last option in anything, so we should try to resolve things peacefully.
Americans back a newly brokered nuclear deal with Iran by a 2-to-1 margin. It scales back Iran's nuclear program at the same time freeing up around $7 billion in locked-up banking funds.
It's one of the most recent polls you'll find on this story. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, 44% of Americans support the brokered agreement reached between Iran and six countries in Geneva last weekend. 22% oppose it.
Even if the Iran deal is unsuccessful, 49% said they want the United States to increase sanctions, but 31% think it should continue increased diplomacy. Only 20% want U.S. military force to be used against Iran.
I think you have to go into it cautiously. I don't think there's anything wrong with proceeding and trying to find some peace in there, but you have to go into it cautiously.
Hawkish U.S. lawmakers, many of them Republican, have urged stiffer new sanctions. But the Obama administration says this could taint negotiations during the 6 months slated to achieve a permanent accord.
Just like we have freedoms here in the States, I think everybody in the world should be afforded the same opportunities and rights. And because we don't agree with them ideology, or we don't agree with their ideology, I don't think should we dictate, you know, who should do what and when they should do it.
The survey results indicate that Americans are weary of war. At the same time, helping to boost U.S. President Obama's position to abstain from more sanctions against Iran, which could complicate future diplomatic efforts. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.